Track 6, back to the news. Community centre receives a SAFE grant. A Dawlish community centre has been given a grant to provide a secure SAFE for the charity's premises. The Strand Centre has been awarded the Berg Watchers Secure Community Scheme, which allows them to receive free security products. The Strand Community Trust, which runs the Strand Centre, applied for the scheme when it needed a SAFE. There was nowhere for on-site income, donations and sensitive documents to be stored safely when the centre was closed. The Trust was given a 20.6 litre SAFE with a mechanical lock and key entry. The home SAFE has a double wall design which is attack and fire resistant, and has space for files with an adjustable shelf to allow for organised storage. The Trust runs the Strand Centre, which sees more than 1,200 people a year using its facilities, and includes a cafe, food bank, drop-in and support services, and inclusive community events. These services particularly support families, older adults, and individuals facing isolation, hardship, or homelessness by providing affordable hot meals, emergency food support, a warm space and vital connection for people in challenging circumstances. The chairman said, "The addition of this SAFE now allows us to securely store these items and has given our staff and volunteers peace of mind and helps us safeguard our busy community hub." Berg Watchers Secure Community Scheme gives regional charities and community groups the chance to win a security kit worth up to £200 for their organisation.
Teambridge Space Brew. Astronauts and space visitors could one day enjoy a brew with roots in Teambridge after tea farmers from Ashburton became involved in an intergalactic research project. Dartmoor Estate Tea has provided 12 young tea plants to scientists who are looking at ways of cultivating the popular beverage in non-earth conditions. Joe and Catherine Harper from Dartmoor Estate Tea were approached by freelance planetary scientist and documentary maker Dr. Martin Roux Sirot, who wanted to buy some young tea plants for the project. Dr. Roux Sirot is working alongside Professor of Molecular Physics Nigel Mason and a team of researchers from the Department of Physics and Astronomy at the University of Kent in Canterbury. The scientists are using 12 young Camellia sinensis plants provided by Dartmoor Estate Tea to try and find ways of growing nutritious and sustainable food in space. Four of the plants will be grown in lunar soil, four in Martian soil, and four will act as a control group and be grown in Devon soil. If people are going to continue to move towards and develop ways of successfully living and working in space, then space agriculture could be the future equivalent of locally produced food and drinks, commented Joe, who established Dartmoor Estate Tea in 2015. It has always been our desire to produce and supply 100% UK-grown speciality teas, with no air miles and minimal transportation, he explained. Reducing air and transport miles by finding ways to grow food in a space station, the moon or Mars, is going to be as important in space as it is here on Earth, he added. Joe and Catherine said that their journey in tea has taken them to some very interesting places, but that they were absolutely startled when they were contacted about this research project.
Dawlish Armed Forces Day goes ahead. Armed Forces Day in Dawlish is going ahead, despite ongoing work in the town centre by South West Water. The annual event takes place on Saturday, 28th of June, and invites anyone connected to the armed forces or associated organisations to join members of the Royal British Legion Dawlish branch to commemorate the day on the lawn. The service has had to be curtailed this year due to a large part of the lawn being off limits. The unavailability of a marching band has also caused problems. At 10:45, there will be a muster at the lower entrance to the lawn, with the parade forming at 11 a.m. The parade will then march to the bandstand, where the Union flag will be hoisted. Mayor of Dawlish, Councillor Anthony James, will give a welcome, after which prayers will be said, followed by singing of the National Anthem.
Historic setting for historic motors. The historic vehicle gathering returns to Powdrum Castle next month and will be celebrating its 50th anniversary with a programme of special events. To mark the occasion over the weekend of July the 12th and 13th, the rally's organisers, the Crash Box Club and Classic Car Club of Devon, will be putting on a display of some of the veteran and vintage cars that attended the first rally. Three of the cars already confirmed are a 1926 Bentley 3-litre, a 1933 Morgan V-twin 3-wheeler, and a 1934 Morris 10-4 Tourer. In addition, there will be a special display of cars registered in 1975. The first historic vehicle gathering was held on Saturday, July the 6th, 1975, in the courtyard of Powdrum Castle and attracted nearly 80 cars. In more recent years, it has become one of the largest two-day rallies in the region, attracting many enthusiasts and clubs from across Devon. Alongside vehicle club displays, commercial vehicles, tractors, motorcycles and steamers, there will also be a special 80th anniversary VE Day display with wartime vehicles and banners and 1940s music performed by the resident trio of singers, the Hummingbirds. On hand to show the appeal of classic vehicles to a younger generation will be 10 students from Dawlish College, aged from 11 to 14 years old, with the 1972 Land Rover Series 2A they have recently restored outside the classroom under the guidance of two members of staff. For further information, visit Historic Vehicle Gathering Facebook page.
Sholden Open Gardens record-breaking year. This year's Open Garden event in Sholden, in aid of Cancer Research UK, proved extra special as it raised a record-breaking amount for the charity. In its 13th year, the event, which took place on June 7th and 8th, is by far the biggest fundraising event for the Sholden, Tynmouth and District branch of Cancer Research. This year there were 12 gardens, including waterside, cottage and contemporary, as well as traditional, open to the public, some of which for the very first time. There were also 6 pop-up garden cafes serving homemade cakes and refreshments. There were stalls, crafts, gifts, a raffle and a tombola. Helen Ruston, the new chairman of the Sholden, Tynmouth and District branch, said, "It felt like the whole community came out to support us on Sunday after the disastrous weather the day before. We were very busy. The weather was great and so many people commented on what a lovely day they had had, enjoying the beautiful gardens and delicious refreshments. We heard many moving stories of how cancer had affected either their or their families' lives. People were so generous, wanting to support this amazing charity. The event raised an incredible record-breaking amount of over £3,334, £300 up on the previous year. The amount left the committee feeling so overwhelmed and grateful and made all their hard work worthwhile. We would like to thank everyone that came and supported this event. I'm very proud that our group, under the previous chairman Jill Willis, raised over £200,000 over the last 20 years, which is directly being used in researching new ways of combating this dreadful disease."